Another example of ecosystem recovery is in the Exuma Caves of the Bahamas. Prior to establishment of a marine reserve, overfishing had decimated herbivorous fish populations, like parrotfish, and algae took over the reef, causing mortality of many corals. After the reserve was established and a no-take zone set up, herbivore populations rebounded and algae subsequently declined. Coral was once again able to thrive. The graph shows the difference in the structure of the food web in the reserve, which is the blue bars, compared to outside the reserve where fishing was allowed, yellow bars. Take a look at the difference in seaweed abundance and try to piece together the differences in the food web that explain this difference between inside and outside of the reserve. Make sure you study these three case studies, focusing on the specific trophic interactions involved and how the marine reserve changed them to restore the natural ecosystem's structure.